Okay, so welcome back. So what we're doing now, you could, if you want to have just sort of pause your DVD, if you're just sort of watching this all straight through between weeks one and weeks two, or you can do what we have done, which is go to your scene selection menu, and we're going to click on week two in just a second. Davey, give us a count to click
okay,
on week
I'm
two.
Okay, I'm on the scene selections, week two.
Do it.
Shalosh, Stein, Echad, week two.
Engage. Here we go.
I love that little week two music.
Ah. See, more swing.
More swing.
It's only
counting?
The beginning. We'll never need that guy.
Where are they running? They're running somewhere.
They're running to or from...
something fun.
Or both.
Running from fun.
I think that was never need, those never need, I just got back from Edgar.
Oh, they're excited to be back.
I'd always love to get more actual out-of-camp Edgar footage, but we're just not going to give the, you know... expensive digital video camera to an Edgar that might be get caught in the rain or the mud or the whatever.
Got some Ominuda action. What are they making over there? Ooh, menorahs.
Menorahs out of cloth.
All right. Good time of year.
When you light them on fire.
We're recording this right now. Hanukkah just passed.
It did. We are, in fact, recording this right now.
We're right
that
now.
Was well said.
We're doing this right now.
Right. We're now. That's now. Good. Everything that's happening now is happening
is now.
Now. What happened to them? We passed it when? Just now. These are gross, but I guess they were good. There's a lot of footage of show femurs talking with their mouth full.
Well,
I mean, that made it into the yearbook, and even way more footage that did not.
Which makes this an educational experience.
It's true. Well, for
learning
me, I was grossed
to,
out.
Right,
watching
learning
them.
Why not to eat with, or talk. Why not to eat with food in your mouth?
Yes, no.
Right, why not to talk?
Davey's
with your
tired,
mouth.
Ladies and gentlemen. He's been recruiting.
Can
campers.
We mention? It's true. I just got home at 10 last night.
Tell everyone about.
I was
your
on a little campers. Road trip, Syracuse for Shabbat. And there was a camper I just saw yesterday at her day school in Greenwich. So Syracuse, Albany, Greenwich, Northern Westchester, it's great times.
And you were meeting, these were like parlor meetings,
meeting,
or you were going into schools?
Going into
doing?
Hebrew schools, uh-huh. Synagogues.
And you were showing last year's video.
I use
right?
a lot of 2008, yeah.
Are you excited now to be using the new glorious 2009?
Honestly, at the moment, I don't have the words to use to describe the excitement.
I'm glad that you
that I have 2009 ready to go on the road.
You got a break from the familiar, though. You're used to the 2008 one.
Well, it's good.
And
to
all the shots
up.
Of you know Jason making antlers.
It's true. There's a lot of moose.
There's a lot of moose.
And people ask about
moose.
That, and I'm like, you know, they're silly people.
I had like a 1 minute, a full minute montage, which out of a 60 or 65 minute video yearbook, you know, that's a lot of real estate. About as much real estate as I've committed to shots of the Alpine Tower swing this year. But whatever, elevate your summer. It's our tagline.
That's right. That's right.
It's Ethan Linden's legacy, I guess.
Look at his skills.
So what, you know, I'm curious, Davey, so, you know,
oh, yeah.
we're watching the video yearbook now, obviously.
Hold on, you gotta focus, we gotta power tools.
I'm sorry, Davey and I are both putting on goggles just to watch. It's a new ACA requirement, just watching inaugurate, you have to have goggles on. No, anyway, so what was your favorite part of the summer?
My favorite part of the summer?
Yeah. Oh, It's a Good Life Klug, by the way.
Oh, you wanna explain that while
I... It's a Good Life Klug has been a shopping tradition... since the early 90s, started
wow.
by Mike Plettman when he was Rosh Tzad Aleph. And unfortunately, for many, you know, for many, many years, Adirondack Blueberry Soda was the official drink of the Good Life Klug. Unfortunately, about 6-7 years ago, Adirondack stopped making blueberry
oh,
soda.
Oh, so Adirondack.
We've had to substitute various other blue drinks. In that shot, the kids were chugging blue Kool-Aid, which is our favorite blue drink substitute.
We do have to mention the play.
Hairspray.
The musical.
Good play.
A National Ramah Initiative.
That's true.
Each Ramah camp this summer?
Every Ramah camp performed his.
That's awesome.
Ours was quite good.
So, favorite moment.
Yeah, your
camp,
favorite
number
moment.
One. I don't know if I can pick a number one. I mean, if I had to, I probably could.
You have to.
Okay, I have to pick.
Or you'll be embarrassed
might,
in front
you know,
of all
you know
of our
what?
Podcast
you know
commentary.
It must be, it might have been the start of second session.
Okay.
I was very excited and just so full of energy for
yeah.
the start of second session. I think because
but second
some
session
of the
started
nerves,
in the rain.
You know, for me, some of the nerves starting out as the new assistant director
uh-huh.
first session, it kind of, you know, I got through that.
Uh-huh.
Have a month on my belt, you know, and just this whole new month starting, and just, it was very empowering
That's
and exciting.
Great.
Yeah.
That's great.
It was a really great day also.
That's
it
great.
Did rain, but like...
It did rain.
You know, it's kind of like...
But it was still a good day.
Yeah. And that was a good day too.
Are you not interested in my favorite time of camp?
I'm sorry, what are you talking
I
about?
I sort of thought you would ask me that.
What do you, why do you, why... Josh, what was your favorite day?
That's fine, I don't need to discuss.
I was wondering, actually, recently, what was your favorite day?
Oh, recently, like 2 seconds ago, like I pointed out that you were not, in fact,
was actually
couldn't care 13, less.
13 seconds ago.
Well, I tell you what, I'll point it out for you
when
it comes, because there's footage of the moment that the most fun I had at Camp Summer. Although there were a lot of great moments, but there's one that stands out. And luckily, it's captured forevermore on the video.
Can I add a few other like top
plays?
Yeah, Six Flags was awesome.
Yeah, Six Flags was great. What a great new sort of tradition.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is a tradition. I know we've done it for 2 summers, so therefore it's a tradition.
The the first month, did we call it Yom Balagan? The carnival, but it wasn't the end of summer carnival. It was that?
The Yom Carnival that we did on Sanaa instead of the
trip
day.
I think some people
day.
Did call it Yom Balagan, because it was just so much going on. That was a lot of fun.
I like that. It was great. With all the cotton candy and all the sort of jumpy, slidey.
You know what also? It's not the funnest day.
Funnest?
But the most fun.
Funnest is not a word.
Well, I appreciate you correcting me.
It is not a carnival word.
Was a very...
See, that was the funnest day.
See,
that's summer,
what
no question.
I'm saying. It was not such a fun day. But educationally, and what we did was awesome.
Right.
Well, yes, Erica Silverman.
Every day. Erica Silverman is guesting on the yearbook commentary.
Please come
yes,
in.
Yes, Erica, say hello to your fans. More, by the way, more blue drink. Good. That's a good life program. Erica, say hello to the podcast commentary listeners.
Hello, listeners.
Week 2.
Week 2.
We're on week 2.
Well, they're certainly having fun in week 2.
It's a good life, kids. Always have fun.
They have plenty of energy still. Not too tired yet.
Young fun. It's so great that this is now back at camp after a, like, six or seven year hiatus. I credit Leora Kimmel for making it happen last summer.
Good will, Leora.
Yay, Leora.
Erica's writing us notes now. She's saying... Don't remind them about the rain.
You keep bringing up rain. I don't know what you're talking
about. Watching
the
foam. Oh,
here we got some stretching.
Always got to stretch before the foam. But watching the foam, like, become... Because I picked up this year that it's like tiny canisters that all the foam is in. And
don't
then they
reveal the secret of
the foam.
Revealing the secret of the foam.
Well, I'm not telling them where to get the canisters. Plus, you sort of, even if you had the canister, you sort of need a fire truck.
Wasn't that a Ninja Turtles movie, Secret of the Foam?
Yeah, that was not my, I believe it was The Secret of the Ooze.
I think you're right.
That was not my, that's not my generation, though.
That was your generation.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, I'm
we're the same generation.
Well, I was old enough to think the turtles were stupid when they were. Or maybe I should say I was sophisticated enough. My
they made
senses
a comeback. Or they didn't made a comeback a couple years ago.
Well, every
not that
three
I am
four
still
years,
watching cartoons.
I watch a lot of cartoons.
Not that I have SpongeBob
SquarePants. Nothing against
pants,
cartoons. Well, I don't watch SpongeBob SquarePants.
They're in the foam.
But I love cartoons. Davey, that squeal that you give out when you're in
yeah,
when you
you
foam
like
on
that.
Top of you.
Yeah.
That's a good moment. A lot of nice foam mohawks on display as well. I love
foam
your
mohawks.
Foam. Sorry, Todd Bett, you don't get Yom Foam. I apologize. Okay, pause.
Is that
we'll see you
it?
Week 3.
Oh, we got to pause this guy.